Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. And believe me, I tried to get the gimmicks in.
Maybe I should do it naked, or we could do it in the dark.
Because the thing is, I realise the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people. And all I need is great guests and you, the great listener. It's great company with me, Jamie Lang. Out now.
Wow, welcome back, guys. Back with a bang.
Welcome back.
I have something very fun in store for you today.
Okay, and, a surprise.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like a surprise.
Will I like it?
Hopefully not.
Okay.
So what we are going to do is tape you up in... a big watermelon on your tummy.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, and I believe maybe something on the titty area as well. Some grapefruits on the titty area.
Okay, take me up.
You know, just because we're just going to see what it's like to live in a day of a life of a pregnant lady, i.e. me.
But I can feel the weight.
Exactly, you can feel the wrath of being pregnant.
Maybe I can get up and go to the toilet and see what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
For sure.
Let's do it.
Let's tape you up. Boom, boom, boom. Mommy, don't be crazy. Daddy, don't be lazy. Oh, I'll turn upside down, cause now we're talking, baby. Now we're talking, baby. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have successfully completed the watermelon challenge and introducing Camilla. Oh. Woo! You look great.
So welcome back to Now We're Talking Baby.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Cam. And
this is Camilla today.
I'm Camilla today. And we are pregnant, aren't we?
We are. We are pregnant.
So it feels, I don't know if this is how you feel, but it's putting a lot of like strain on my belly. Like it's pushing, I can't breathe.
I'm like, no shit.
I could like, if I breathe hard enough, I could pop this thing out. So I've got two grapefruits on my chesticle areas and I've got a watermelon as my baby. And I'm cling filmed up. It's the watermelon challenge, apparently.
It is. You look good.
I look good.
You look really
good. Yeah, no, it's not like I bought this top just to wear on the podcast and now it's covered in grapefruits.
I did say to you, you lied to me, should I wear this top today? And I went...
Oh, is that why you said it? Oh, okay. I'll wear it next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels... It's not comfy, I'm not going to lie. If I had to do other stuff... If I had to like go about my day like this.
Can you try like itch your ankle?
Yep. Easy, babes. Look at that. That's ankle being itched.
We should go on the train like this.
I'd go on the train like this.
We should go on the train. I actually was going to come on here and have a bitch and a moan about the train situation today.
Oh, you weren't happy on the train today.
So we never get the train, but we did decide to get the train today. And regrettably, because there was this man... sneezing down my neck about 100... No, Cam, it was about 100 times he sneezed.
When you said it, I was like, chill, you know, he can sneeze.
The thing is...
He started going, like, mental.
And the thing is, he was turning closer and closer and closer in my direction, and it was just... I have a thing about people sneezing. I always have, even in my parents' car. If one of my brothers or my dad sneezed in the car, I couldn't breathe. I'd be like, open a window.
Yeah, that's a bad trait of yours. When people sneeze, you like give them a look.
Oh,
you
I do.
Like that.
I do.
I'm like,
I can't hide
sneeze.
It. I can't. And automatically, I go like this. Like, honestly.
Yeah, no, I don't know where that's come from.
Because I don't want
to. To be fair, that guy was nuts. Like, he looked at me. He was like. His eyes were all gone. I was like, shit, I think he's like, he's got allergies.
I don't care. He needs to go to hospital and he shouldn't be on public transport. Yeah, that's
what she turned to me and whispered to me and went, he needs to be in hospital. I was like, what? He's just sneezing.
No, but that's, I've never heard anything like that.
We moved carriage. We got off and moved carriage.
I made Cam walk off the carriage with me to get onto a new carriage.
I did say, let's drive today, but you wanted to get the train.
I know. So then anyway, I was then going to have a little picture of mine because I've been on a train a handful of times and not one person has moved for me.
Because you're preggers.
Because I'm preggers. So today, when we got on the new carriage, I made a point. I flung my coat round.
She walked on and she went.
No, I didn't.
Circled round with her hand.
No, I didn't.
She may as well have shouted, I'm pregnant.
But it worked.
It did work. Bless him. He was like, do you want the seat?
He couldn't have jumped up quick enough.
No, I know. I respect him for
I
that.
Love that.
I think, though, to be honest, for everyone else out there that hasn't done that to you, sometimes you don't look pregnant because you do go out in big coats. So I wouldn't know. You need a badge.
I do need a badge. I was reluctant to get a badge, but I think I do.
What does the badge say?
Baby on board.
Okay.
This is why I'm saying we both should now have one.
Yeah, I'll have a badge. If I walked on tube like this with baby on board badge, I reckon maybe out of 100, I reckon 2 people would move.
I don't think a single person
I reckon would. Someone would move. Maybe just like fucking...
Wait, are you talking about if you had a coat on as well?
Oh, if I had a coat on, I reckon like 62 people would move. Maybe more.
What would you do the whole...
I'd do... Come on. Budge up. Yeah.
Oh, wow. God loves a trier.
Can I address something that I thought about this in the shower and I was like, I really want to speak about this today. It's about our quilt situation because I want to spread the word on this, okay? This is why. I've read studies and research that basically shows that men and women sleep better when you have 2 separate quilts on the bed. There's like a lot of people that do it now. It's a thing that people are speaking about. Studies say a woman will sleep better with a man in the bed, but a man will actually sleep worse in a bed with a woman unless you do 2 different quilts.
You should probably move out.
I've got I've now got a new quilt and we're doing a trial period.
I have to fight you to use the same quilt as me. Like, is that such a crime?
But I'm not on about us. I'm trying to spread the word. Tell people if you are struggling to sleep with your partner, because like thing is, when we're in a quilt together, when you move, I wake up, my fight or flight system, like back in caveman days, yep. If we were sleeping in a cave together, who knows who could walk into the cave? So I've got to be ready to go. And that's kind of our bedroom is the cave. So anyone walks through the door, I've got to be ready to go. So you wriggle, I think there's someone coming in the cave. If I've got my own duvet, I'm in my own pod. Don't feel your wriggles.
Mm. Well, your Whoop said that you had a good sleep last night.
Whoop was good. Yeah, Whoop was good this morning.
And you know, if Whoop says it's good, then yeah, best boy better believe it.
Whoop is very accurate. So I just wanted to say,
do you know what, Cam? As long as you're happy and whatever makes you moan less on a day-to-day basis, I'm down for it. So I had some first-hand experience of having a baby at the house.
You did?
You left me.
I wasn't there.
You left me. So I was on my own. Well, I wasn't on my own. My friend was there. It was her baby. And he's not even a baby. He's nearly 2. But it's shown me a couple things that our house is definitely not baby-proof. You know, the alcohol trolley went flying multiple times. Fingerprints everywhere. He was trying to rip down my plants. It was pretty hectic. Not to mention him shitting on our brand new sofa that we got on Friday.
Do you know what?
Well, actually, it wasn't on the actual sofa. It was on your face towel and then nearly the sofa.
So it was my face towel. It was my face towel. You picked my face towel. To let her change her baby.
She was actually about to leave and then I smelled this horrific smell. And I was like, has he shat himself? And she was like, yeah. She's like, can I quickly change him before I go? And I was like, yeah, I guess so. And she's like, have you got a towel? Just need to put it down the sofa just in case. She was like, it's fine. It doesn't make a mess anymore, but just in case. I was like, yeah, sure. Well, if he's not going to make a mess, fine. Anyway, as soon as she opened up the nappy, it was an explosion.
Really?
Honestly, my eyes, I couldn't help it. I just automatically screamed. And then because I was screaming, he started screaming and crying. Anyway, he was wriggling. As soon as I was trying to grab him, I was screaming. Then Joey came in. And it was all just a bit of a hellhole, to be honest. And the thing is, he was like this, like grabbing.
But I used your face towel for a baby to shit on. I wouldn't see the end of it.
I know.
But no, I used mine. Well, I don't want that towel anymore.
Well, it was in the dirt. It was in the wash bin anyway.
Oh, fine. Yeah.
It needed to be washed.
Like, when do we need to baby-proof the house? That's the thing.
This is the thing. So he, like I said, he's two. So yeah. They don't start walking until like one.
That's what I mean. So our baby's not going to be like playing, like he's not going to be walking around the house
yeah.
or doing anything.
No,
so.
Yeah, that part's fine. It's just the beigeness of the house, which is an issue.
We've picked bad colours.
We've picked very bad colours.
Both settees are very prone to shit stains.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to cling film the sofas. It's a good idea.
Oh, this is so uncomfy.
Oh, I'm glad. Do you need to rearrange? Get sweet
no,
back
it's
out.
More just like I can't breathe. I've got real short of breath. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, actually, it is. Strangely enough.
All right. Not my fault.
You know, when you think I've got this
oh, yeah,
growing
this,
in me.
This is the size of our baby. So we're holding a cauliflower right now. And that is the size of our baby.
Of Bubba this week. Which I think that this must just be a big cauliflower. Because that's
an average size cauliflower.
That's not mathing.
I'd say it's about right.
Oh, he's kicking the cauliflower away.
Doesn't like it.
Oh, it's so funny. Every time the baby's going crazy in my tummy, I'm like, oh, Cam, Phil, Cam. As soon as Cam puts his hand on my tummy, he stops.
Yeah, he's very shy.
He just doesn't like you.
He likes my singing.
He does like your singing.
Who wouldn't like my singing, eh?
Oh, heartburn was real last night for the first time.
Oh, yeah. You had bad heartburn.
For the first time, yeah. I've had a lot of things about heartburn. And I was like, oh, maybe I'm just lucky, you know, not affecting me. But yeah, last night, whoo, that was bad.
Yeah.
And then what does Cam say? What did you say? You were like...
Do you want any love hearts? Yeah, because they're good for heartburn.
I've heard that, but why would you think I would just randomly have love hearts?
I think for the last like 2 years, you've had love hearts in the cupboard. We always have love hearts for some reason in the cupboard.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, maybe we do.
I'm pretty sure we do have love hearts in the cupboard.
Oh.
The lady at the Baby Expo said they're actually better than...
Apparently
they're actually really good for heartburn.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she did say
and
that.
And I did, I rubbed your back, didn't I?
You did. Very poorly, but you did.
So I just thought we'd compare notes on on our babies. Please update us okay. on what your babies
with pleasure.
Doing.
So we have 98 days to go.
Shit, that's soon, isn't it? Wow,
98 days to go. So we're at 26 weeks today. At 26 weeks, your baby is starting to practice using their little lungs already for D-Day.
That's actually
so funny. I've got my due date as D-Day. Is that what it stands for? Foot size.
It's growing. That's quite a big foot though, isn't it? Until I reckon that foot is the size of my...
Oh, that your finger's long. That's actually quite long.
Yeah, I've got long hands.
You know what they say.
Can I just say, before I forget, like now I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
I would be walking around like this, looking down and thinking, shh, like that's got to come out of me.
Yeah, this is what we spoke about last week.
Do you ever just get like, oh...
Yeah, I do actually, yeah. Thank you, yes.
Hey, well, you can speak to me about it.
And when my friend Cindy was over, when we were talking just about, you know, her experience of giving birth, I didn't actually realise that the contractions are your vagina opening. You know, it dilates to 10 centimetres. That's what the contractions
10
are.
10 centimetres?
Yeah. You've got to go through that, hun.
Yeah, no, I'm ready for that. Mine, yeah.
No, but that's what I mean. So the contractions are actually your muscles contracting apart, ready for the baby's head to come it through.
Body's a great bit of kit, isn't it?
I know.
That's, yeah. Wow. Like I would, because now...
I just hope everything goes back because I'm really... My areolas are literally the size of Great Britain and they've literally gone so dark. Like, don't they look like cow's udders? Cam, you saw that video the other day where I'm bending down trying to do that video and you literally laughed in my face like that.
It's funny, but it's all part of the process and it's a natural thing and your body's doing what it needs to do, which is nice.
But I got really concerned. I was like, have they always looked like this? And I've just been blind to it. So I had to go back looking at old pictures and it did assure me that they never looked like that.
No, I think that's just
But I just hope they go back.
They will. I think that happens.
But anyway, now it's down there starting to swell. So that's great.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, it does actually. Swells. And I thought, I was like, oh, maybe I'm lucky. Maybe it's not happening to me. No, since a few days ago, I was like, whoa. It's just like a lot of extra blood's gone down there.
Babes, you know, you just got to go through it. I'm going through the exact same.
Yeah, are you noticing?
Yeah, my My nun is swelling as well. And it's just part of the process, you know? Us pregnant ladies have got to stick together. And this is great that we're chatting about this. It's nice to be open.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just got to trust your body.
Thank you, babe.
All right, it's no problem, babe.
Thanks, babe. Give me your hand.
It's all right.
Come give me
your hand. Don't put stress on that. It's a lot on your back as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is why
you need to make sure your posture is good.
You never rub me.
I did last night when you had heartburn. Yeah.
I'm not talking about that kind of rub. Baby ears were 1.6 pounds. Woo!
What's that in grams?
Bloody hell.
Yeah, it's a bag and a half of pasta.
Bloody hell.
It's a lot of pasta, that.
And now it's 35.5 centimetres long. Last week it was only 30.
It's grown 5 centimetres.
5.5 centimetres.
God, you are busy, aren't you, in there?
Your baby will start to practice making breathing movements, breathing in surrounding amniotic fluid, all ready for when they take their first gasps of air after delivery. Their eyes will also start to open. If you could see your baby right now, you might see them blinking.
That's cute. His eyes will be open.
Their vision will still be underdeveloped, but this will change over the coming weeks. It's possible with the increased brain activity, your baby will respond to certain noises with increased activity or even increased pulse rate.
It's just wild, isn't it? How much he changes every week.
Oh my God, sorry. Oh,
okay.
If you're having a boy, their testicles are beginning to descend into a scrotum.
Oh, he's got a little scrotum now.
Oh my God, a process that takes 2 to 3 months to complete. Oh!
He's got a little scrotum.
Oh my God.
Oh.
That is so cute.
That is very cute.
Just another fun fact. Mums who breastfeed, guess how many calories a mum can burn during a breastfeeding session? No, not a session, a day.
1,687.
Don't be ridiculous.
You said guess.
Okay, well, that's ridiculous.
All right, 340.
No, 600.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah. That's more than I've ever burned in a day.
Well, because they're just like sucking everything out of you, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So you don't have to exercise, just breastfeed.
Exactly. Can't wait. I'm making good use of these puppies. So a few weeks ago, I mentioned a dopey list that I had for you.
Yep. Thank you.
However, you know, when your mum was here, I didn't really want to throw you under the bus. So I kind of...
So you just built it up.
No, because actually these have all happened fairly recently.
Okay.
So yeah, let's just get on with it.
Okay, let me just shuffle.
Yeah, you're going to probably need to for this one.
Oh, it's more comfy when I'm leaning to the right.
Is it? Oh, yeah, some women do have a preferred side.
Yeah. Okay.
Back with a bang, quite literally, because do you know what happened to my car last week? I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
So Cam reversed my car into a big yellow metal pole barrier thing. Bearing in mind I have a Tesla, which is very, you know, ultra sensitive, has cameras everywhere, beeps, 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 beeps at you every time a person's walking across the road 100 meters away. So God knows how you managed to do that, but he did. You did.
It was beeping. I won't lie. It was beeping quite a bit. But I was more concerned with getting in left and right than I was at the back. So I was like, I'll just carry on scooting this back, scooting.
Oh, you're just carrying ignoring all these warning signals.
Well, sometimes it goes off and it doesn't need to go off. So yeah, when I hit it, you stayed in the car. I was like, shit, she's not going to be happy. I got out.
And I wasn't happy anyway. It sounded like you reversed into a bus.
It sounded worse than it was. I got out and there was loads of like smashed glass. And I was like, I've done the whole car, but actually that was from another car. It was just, it's actually not too bad and I'm going to do it myself.
Yeah. So when are you going to repair my car? Because it's been a week now.
Babes, I've been a busy boy, so I'm going to get that sorted soon.
Yeah. You need to, because it's going to get moldy.
Get moldy.
Yeah.
Why would it get moldy?
I swear that happens.
That's not happen.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Cars get moldy.
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Well, to be fair, it's only the paint from the bollard.
I don't give a shit. It's my car and you fucked it and you need to get it fixed. Okay. Sorry for the French.
Yeah, there was a lot of French there.
Yeah, because actually you thought I'd forgotten about it and I haven't.
I haven't forgotten about it. I look at it every day and I'm like, I'm going to fix that.
Oh, just like my flat tyre that you say you're going to pump up every day.
I don't know where the pump is. What? I can't, what do you want me to blow it up with my mouth?
Yeah. Or take it to go get air in it.
All right, I'll take it to get air in it.
Like, why do you need me to spell it out for you?
Because I'm a busy man. I've got a baby. And you want me to pull up to a garage pumping up tyres? No.
Yeah, but I'm actually pregnant. You want me to pull up to a garage pumping up tyres?
No, I don't want you to do it. I'll do it. And I'm going to teak up the car. I found a nice little tutorial on YouTube. And I'm going to get to it. Maybe I'll do it this weekend. I've got a free weekend.
You're not doing it. You're taking it to get done professionally,
Cam. I'm doing it.
No.
Trust me, this YouTube video. The man says it's so easy on YouTube. He says it's so easy.
Cam, that's my car. You do what you want to your car. No, you're getting it done properly. Don't be a cheapskate.
I'm not being a cheapskate.
Yes, you are.
I want to do it myself.
I don't care. This gave me major ick. We were in Tesco's doing a weekly shop.
Oh, I didn't like this either.
On the way out, I asked Cam. Cam was struggling with the bag. I said, oh, let me take one. He was like, no, it's fine, it's fine. So I let him do his thing. Seconds later, he's tripped over his own foot and dropped the Tesco bags in front of about 100 people. The jar of olives have rolled out across the hall, knocked an old woman in the foot. Like, it has gone everywhere, and it is just so embarrassing. And I look at people when they do stuff like that, and I want to die for them, and I just wanted to die for me.
I icked myself out. Like, I felt sick. This old lady bent over to help me with my olives, and I was like, oh, thank you. People were helping me pick stuff up, and I was like, no, I've got it. Honestly, it was so icky. I left and I was like, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
I honestly icked myself because I can picture me doing it. I fell over my own foot, dropped everything. There's fucking olives flying everywhere. Oh.
Yeah, that was a bad one. That took me a while to recover.
I don't normally do stuff like that either. Like, in general, I'm not like, I don't fall a lot. I'm not a faller. You know, some people are prone to tripping. I'm not a tripper. So for me, that really caught me off guard.
Oh. Yeah, there's a common theme here, actually. It's another car-related one. Me and Cam went to Wales to visit his dad and stepmum recently, didn't we?
I know what you can say.
Usually it takes around, 3 hours to get there.
2.5 hours.
2.5. This particular time, I'd say about 4.5 hours took us to get there.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because Cam decided to drive the wrong way down the M25. Cam drove the whole way to the wrong side of the M25.
Yeah, I drove the wrong way for about 40 minutes before I realised that I was going in the wrong direction. And I was like, oh, shit, we need to turn around. But in all fairness, we went to the charging point.
No, there is no fairness about this. You have sat nav.
You needed a wee, so I was trying to get to Reading Services. I wasn't. I was going back towards myself. Maybe I should have looked at the road signs, but you needed a wee, so I was trying to rush you to get to a wee station place. I did, though. You weed in that hotel, didn't you?
Yes.
It took us a long time.
I just don't know how that happened, and that's just another ick for me, really.
What? Driving in the wrong direction is an ick?
Yeah,
no,
it was.
That's not an ick.
Yeah,
that can't be an ick.
Yes, it was. It was so infuriating.
I think, do you know what it is, right? I'm a very chill person. For me, like, me driving the wrong direction for 40 minutes. Honestly, this is how I would have processed that on my own. I would have gone, oh, going the wrong way. Turn around. That would have been it. And I would never have thought about it again. But for you, that's like, wah.
Yeah, no, it is. Because it just proves how dopey you are. Like, who does that? Like,
it happens, babe. More than you think.
I don't think it does, actually. Not this day and age. Not with sat-nav.
Well, the sat-nav was telling me to go the other way. So I followed the sat-nav 40 minutes in the wrong direction. But we got there in the end, didn't we? That's what I mean. Sometimes, I think you need to just let things go. Like, let things go over your head. Be a bit more chill. I need to enforce a bit of zen in you, I think.
Yeah, I think you should as well, actually.
I think you do. Because, with me, reverse into a bollard, go the wrong way, drop your olives. Who cares? Now, we're all just little specks of dust on this planet. We're all going to die one day. And no one's going to be at my funeral going, oh, remember when he dropped them olives in Tesco's? Nah, they're going to be like, remember what a kind young man he was. That's what's going to be remembered. So I think you should take a bit of that practice away with you. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, I will bear that in mind.
Probably. Oh, my belly is not good.
I know, do you need a wee yet?
No, it is pushing on my bladder though. And I got cupping done yesterday, so my back's a little bit torn up, so just not in a good way right now.
Oh,
doing this purely for your amusement.
And it doesn't end there.
Okay. Now we're talking, baby.
Hold up. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So guys, just want to say thank you for all your messages. Thank you for you guys having input into the show, sending your queries, sending your questions, your dramas, your problems, all that good stuff. And we're going to read some more out for you now. We have a message from Michelle. I'm the oldest cousin out of 10 grandchildren, and my lovely Nana decided to throw a party to celebrate her first great-grandchild. Well, lovely. Thank you, Nana. Well done. My youngest boy cousin asked me what was going on, and I told him I had a baby in my belly. Throughout the day, he kept coming up to me and telling me what he had in his belly. Started with him telling me that he had a what's-it in his belly, as he'd had one with his lunch.
Oh, I love what's-it.
Just reading this. This actually sounds like something I'd do to you. Then he told me that he had a cake in his belly because he'd had some of my baby shower cake. It was all quite cute until he told me he had a worm in his belly. I looked at the spread of food my Nana had put on, expecting to find a jelly sweet or something, and I couldn't find one. So I asked him what he meant, and turned out that my youngest brother had dared him to eat a worm, which my cute cousin had. Did. Is he eating worms?
Oh, no. What, kids are so gross.
Have you never eaten a worm?
No.
I reckon every kid's eating a worm.
Oh, that's actually making me want to throw up. No. Ooh, wasn't it all cold and slimy?
I don't remember it.
Our son's going nowhere near you outside.
I think I'm probably going to have to teach him to swim and ride a bike if you're all right with that.
We'd probably do it together.
I don't know why. The thought of you swimming really just like, I don't want to sit. I feel like it might ick me out. I've never seen you swim. Can you swim?
Yes, I can swim.
Like, why have you never swum?
Because I don't like getting my hair wet.
The thought of you in a pool swimming from length is really funny.
Because I don't like the cold water. So barely get in.
When we go on holiday, you're going to be the mum like reading a book. But yeah. Okay, boys, go and join. I'm going to be there jumping in with him, annoying other people.
Yeah.
So I'll teach him how to swim.
That's fine. But I can swim, for the record.
You see me swim.
Yeah, because every time we go on holiday, I'm sat on the sun lounger and you're like, Emily, watch this.
Literally, every time we go on holiday, I need friends because like you're there and I'm like, do you want to go on the pool show? No. And I'm there diving in, bobbing up around the water. I'm like, Em, look at this. And then you just, you feel like...
Well, you don't shout at him. You go, Mum.
I don't call you Mum. Just stop that. Stop that right now. I do not call you Mum.
You do.
You got in one time and we did that crab thing together. That was fun.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
I don't mind being hungover in the pool. I love being hungover in the pool.
I think I'm really good in the water. Like,
I like the ocean.
Yeah, you prefer the ocean.
I prefer the ocean.
I think I'm a fun water person, though.
I don't. That is actually what it is. I don't like going in pools because I know people like you piss in them. That's what it is.
I always piss in a pool.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to
nice.
Be in that.
It's nice and warm. Every time I touch warm water, I'm like, oh, I'm going to piss.
Okay, right. So this is my point. If you're doing that, imagine every other person doing that.
Again, babe, zen. It's just a bit of piss. When I was younger, I was used to drink the pool water.
Oh, Christ. Oh, God, you just get worse.
Kids do. That's what I'm going to have to tell our boy. Like, don't drink it. Or, fuck it, I just drink it with him. How annoyed would you be if me and him, you saw us both in the pool together just drinking water?
I don't even know. I would lose my shit.
No, but like, don't listen to Mum. She doesn't know.
She doesn't get it.
She doesn't get us. You just don't get us. We want to drink pool water.
Well, then, you know, that would be down to you, and you boys can be curled up in bed and I'll be sunbathing for the rest of the holiday.
I'm excited to teach him how to swim.
This is from Courtney in Florida. Congratulations, Em and Cam. It has been amazing to watch your journey from wild on Too Hot to Handle to a solid, loving couple. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you. I'm a boy mum too and was beaming to hear the first episode of your podcast. You asked for people to share advice, so here's a bit.
Okay.
When it comes to parenting advice, no one ever tells you about how difficult it can be on your relationship. Those first couple of years when you aren't sleeping well. Just keep in mind that your partner is doing their best and is exhausted too. Lean into each other, practice gratitude, and be selfless in all you do. You two have a beautiful love story, and this is just the next chapter. cheering you on, Courtney.
That's a very nice message. Thank
I
you,
love
Courtney.
Courtney.
That was a lovely message. Yeah, I think.
Can Courtney come live with us?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Emotions will be heightened all the time, won't they? And
oh yeah, definitely.
And actually, it goes. I think it comes goes back to what you've been saying this whole episode. You know,
sleep
just take
with,
a step
with
back.
Two duvets. Oh.
Just what? No, not sleep with two
well,
duvets.
I was on like more of the sleep situation.
No, just take a step back and just zen. Have another one from Maria. Just had to write in, as I reckon as a pregnant woman, you're going to get exactly where I'm coming from. I've really enjoyed my pregnancy, but the hormones have sent me crazy. And there's emphasis on the Z and the Y. I was scrolling on TikTok and watched someone have a Chinese takeaway. Oh, my fave. And my brain instantly decided that I wanted salt and pepper chicken, chow mein, curry sauce, the works.
Good order.
Oh, I don't get people that have curry sauce for Chinese.
I love it. I always do.
You know, you're the same as my mum.
So nice.
No.
On everything.
Sweet and sour sauce.
Mmm.
I live in a village with its own Chinese and picked up my phone to go and order, only to realise that it was Tuesday. And because it was Tuesday, the Chinese was shut.
Yeah, they're always closed on Tuesdays.
Yeah, but it's so annoying because you always fancy the day it's closed. I feel your frustration, Maria. It felt like such a blow. Then I fell to my knees and just screamed, fuck off! With tears streaming down my face. My partner ran into the living room to see me looking like a disheveled mess, mascara running down my face and sobbing. And when I told him the reason for my tears was because the takeaway was shut, he didn't give me sympathy I was looking for. So it just made me cry even more.
Oh, she's had a shitter, isn't she?
Oh. The thing is, that's completely understandable. When your hormones are over the place, I can imagine that's what it'd be like. I haven't really had meltdowns yet, have I?
No, you've been a bit more like everything pisses you off.
Yeah.
That's like your, yeah, that's what you're given.
Yeah, like that man on the train today pissed me off. He gave me a dirty look for yawning.
Yeah, so Em yawned and apparently this man gave her a dirty look, yeah. But I don't think he did.
He did.
You seem to, you're getting pissed off with a lot of things and
yeah,
people.
Yeah, well, it's the hormones.
Which is fair enough, just, yeah.
And I don't blame her for having a meltdown. I would as well if the Chinese was shut.
Yeah, if she really fancy
if
Chinese.
If I was really
yeah.
craving it. But I think this could be actually a good thing, you know. We could do like a hormones section in our episodes.
Yeah, I'm up for it. People just write in and complain.
Have a moan. I can have a moan. This is a safe space for every woman to have a moan.
Yeah, we can all have a little
you
moan.
You included.
Me included. We can all moan together. Hormones.
The whores that moan.
Don't know about that one.
No, we'll stick to
hormones.
Hormones.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
Good section. Okay.
Good section.
If you have a hormones or just general question, query, funny story, you can either send us a message at Now We're Talking Baby on Instagram or TikTok, or you can email us at nwtb@jampotproductions.co.uk. That is November Whiskey Tango Bravo. @jampotproductions.co.uk.
Nice.
Thank you.
That was good.
Yeah, it was smoother in the shower, I'm not going to lie.
I really hope you've enjoyed being in my shoes today.
I have, thank you. I feel a bit sick.
It's made me feel better. You know, a pain, what's that saying? A pain shared is a pain halved. But there is just one more thing.
Okay.
I need you to do for me.
Okay,
so it's a machine that mimics contractions, basically.
Ah, okay.
I've seen these. You've seen these.
I'm much
Have you done one before?
No, I'm excited to do this.
I would be too. I can't.
I'm excited.
Okay, so we have now attached the...
Contraction device
successfully. Yeah. And I now hold the power. Right. And I also hold our brand new...
I like that.
Speaking card.
Brandon.
How good is
love
that?
Yeah, that's cool. It's professional now.
Yeah, I know.
It's a real podcast, baby.
Yeah, we're proper now.
Now we're talking, baby.
So I have got some questions for you. Okay. And obviously, you know, if you get them wrong, you're going to get shocked.
Okay.
I don't control how powerful this is. This controls me.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So I might go a bit easier on you depending on how wrong you are on the question.
Okay. These personal questions about you?
About pregnancy.
Oh, great. Yeah.
What is a fertilized egg called before it becomes an embryo? We need that tick-tock, tick-tock.
Fetus.
It's a zygote.
What level's that?
We'll sit comfortably on level 3 right now.
Okay.
Okay. So, at what week does a baby's heart start to beat?
7.
How did you know that?
Is it 7?
How did you know that?
I didn't. I just guessed.
Can you feel it?
I can feel that. It feels like someone's kicking me in the stomach.
You look like you're being kicked.
I've got like a small vibration coming through my belly, and it feels like I'm just being booted a bit in the stomach.
Does it feel like that ab trainer?
Yeah, that's what it feels like. So for me, I actually don't think this is going to be too
disgusting.
No. Because I used to use that ab belt. It's quite nice actually right now. I'm just getting like tingly bits through my belly.
All right, well, let's just turn it up for good measure then.
Yeah, I'm a big boy.
Okay, what is the name of the fluid that babies grow in? You should know this.
You've told me about this. It's the black fluid.
Wrong. Amniotic fluid.
Amniotic fluid, that's the one.
Okay. How many trimesters are there in pregnancy?
3.
Correct. You're still going to go up.
Oh, it feels like... Oh, yeah, now we're kicking, baby. Oh, yeah.
True or false? Oh. Babies wee in the womb.
Yeah, they wee. They drink their own wee.
They do. Well done.
Why? Oh, yeah, now we're...
Yeah, you bet you wish you hadn't asked for it now. Okay. Why can't pregnant people eat blue cheese?
There's...
What is the name of the bacteria?
It's...
It's okay, babe, you got this. Give me your hand.
It's, bad bacteria.
Listeria.
I would never have got listeria.
No, okay. When do pregnant women need to stop flying?
36 weeks.
Well done. I'm not turning it down.
Thank you.
On average, how...
Oh, go ahead.
You got this. On average, how many babies arrive on their due date? 5%, 9%, or 17%?
So... 17.
Wrong. That's what I said. Oh. Yeah, it's wrong. It's 5%.
Are we up to the full?
Yeah.
Okay.
You look like you're having a seizure.
It feels a bit seizure-y.
Your eyes are going very closed.
Yes, because I'm having to concentrate.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't know if I like...
Put like legs up, like you're needing to push out a baby.
Oh my God, that's so much worse.
No, keep it up then, keep it up.
Oh.
Okay, right, last question. Oh. How many weeks pregnant am I right now?
26.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Oh, you look like you're about to shit yourself.
No, I just don't. It's bearable.
Yeah.
I can tolerate that.
Oh, well, that was depressing.
We need to get a higher strength one.
It looks like you're orgasming.
Huh?
That's what it looks like.
What about if I stand up?
Okay.
Let's try stand up. Oh, my legs.
Ooh. Oh!
That like set my nerves down, my legs.
I think we've hit him where it hurts, guys.
Yeah, standing up's not fun.
This looks like a pregnant woman. This is what I wanted. Oh my God, this is perfect. Can you please remember this when I'm going through it?
I've now felt what it's like to be in M shoes with my watermelon and my grapefruits and the contractions. And it's not...
Do you appreciate me a little bit
No,
more?
I do. It's not comfortable. I'm not going to lie. None of it's comfortable. Tolerable for a little bit of time, but to have to do that...
To have that on you 24/7, 30, yeah. You know, 40 odd weeks. Yeah.
Exactly. So kudos.
Kudos.
Kudos to you. But we're now entering into my favourite segment. What do I call it?
Licky, licky, sucky. I don't know.
Tasty, tasty, titty, bitty, committee. And today we are trying cottage pie.
Oh, fuck.
I'm so here for this.
Oh,
you
God.
Like cottage pie?
Not cold and in a bloody plastic tube.
Watch this, babe. This is going to be great.
Is it actually meat?
There's beef in here.
I don't eat beef.
What's the macros on this? 2.3 grams of fat per pack, 13.2 grams of carbs, and 4.4 grams of protein. It's good, that.
What's the colour? Let me see.
Fucking hell.
Let me see.
Shit. Oh, shit. Sprout cottage pie on the mic. Oh, that's bad.
Oh, it must be bad for you to say it's bad. Let me see the colour.
Oh. Please try some. Just try a little.
It smells like cottage pie.
Have a bit.
Yeah, but I don't eat meat.
Just have a little bit. It's like...
Oh, it's not that bad.
It is. It's like water. Yeah, but you had a tiny bit.
Oh, it's made my mouth go a bit numb.
It's like watered down. It's like put cottage pie in a blender and put some water in there. Do you reckon I can get that whole bag in my mouth?
Oh, Cam, please don't. What are you trying to prove? And to who?
People. But I've got a big mouth.
Cam is currently acting like a wild animal whilst he shoves a whole package of cottage pie down his throat. That is okay. That's a bit unnecessary. Okay, yeah, I can see you've got every bit of scrap. Yeah. Oh shit. Oh shit. You look like you're possessed. Why have you smile?
I regret doing that so much.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
That was so bad.
Okay, that was really unnecessary.
It's like I'm a celebrity, ready? That's 3 stars for your camp. Camp's going to eat well tonight.
Yeah, you're going to shit well tonight.
But, babe, I've got 5 grams of protein in them. Wow. That was worse than last time.
Out of 10?
It's got cinnamon in it. Nice. Out of 10, 4. Okay. Wouldn't be feeding our baby that.
Yeah, I'd give it about 4 as well.
Oh, with your little specky bit you had.
Yeah.
It just goes to show.
I'm hungry now.
I can fit a whole... This is going to add this to my CV. I can fit a whole Ella's Kitchen baby pouch in my mouth at once.
I'm sure a one-year-old would be very...
We can do that. Me and our boy. We'll see how much we can stuff in our mouths.
I need to take this child home. So thanks for watching, guys.
Yes, thank you very much for tuning in for another episode. And just want to say as well, thank you so much for all the support and love you've shown towards the podcast so far. We do really, really appreciate it. And we're just glad you guys like it. We like doing it. And we're going to carry on doing it. So yeah.
Whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not, we're going to carry on doing it. Yeah. And I'm enjoying the baby food.
And it's my way to moan.
Yeah, you need a vessel, and this is your vessel.
This is my vessel.
So thank you for watching,
guys.
This
is my ship, and you're just a pirate.
This is your ship, and I'm just a pirate?
Yeah.
All right, fuck. Yeah, we'll end on that. Yeah. And guys, make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple, Spotify, and also subscribe to the YouTube channel, all that good stuff, fun stuff. Thank you for watching.
And goodbye.
See you soon. Now we're talking, babe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.